It's the Beehive Archive on Utah Public Radio. I'm Megan Weiss. Urban spaces in 20th century Utah are known for their vice, gambling, prostitution, and more. But did you know that the last brothel to close in Utah was actually in a rural town? Learn more after this.
I'm Jody Graham, Director of Utah Humanities. Beehive Archive is brought to you on Utah Public Radio by Utah Humanities, with the generous support of the Lawrence T. and Janet T. D. Foundation. We are proud to partner with community organizations to tell Utah stories and hope you will tune in each week for the Beehive Archive.
Welcome to the Beehive Archive, a two-minute look at some of the most pivotal and peculiar events in Utah's history. Sitting in the second floor windows of Helper's Carbon Hotel, working women combed their hair, hoping to entice paying customers into the bordello. In mining towns throughout rural Utah, populations of workers boomed and brothels followed demand, showing that prostitution wasn't just an urban vice. When Helper's last bordello closed in the mid-1970s, it ended a decades-long tradition of the police overlooking prostitution in their rural community. Located in central Utah's Carbon County, the town of Helper was a melting pot of recent immigrants. Its convenient location to mining camps and farms allowed the town to steadily grow throughout the 20th century. Saloons, coffee houses, and brothels opened to provide services for a diverse workforce of coal miners. Carbon County came to be known for its three vices: gambling, drinking, and prostitution. A 1944 news report counted 3 brothels and 14 casinos. While periodic police raids resulted in arrests, the houses of ill repute remained open. The Carbon Hotel was a popular hotel, bar, and cafe located on Helper's Main Street. The second floor housed the popular, but technically illegal, bordello. For decades, sex workers brought men upstairs to the small, candy-colored rooms to provide their services. The men's working in mines or on the railroads offered a regular customer base for the brothel. But it wasn't just local residents patronizing the business. Some Helper residents remembered seeing famous actors and high-profile out-of-town politicians spending time at the Carbon Hotel. The enduring popularity of prostitution in Helper was overlooked by local authorities for much of the 20th century. Despite the occasional raid, most brothels were protected by a cooperative relationship between the madam and local businessmen. Generally, if the workers and the customers behaved, authorities would look the other way. Eventually, the coal industry in Carbon County declined. As miners moved away from the area, business on Helper's Main Street closed their doors, including the brothels. This, combined with a renewed interest in prosecuting prostitution, threatened the livelihood of Helper's sex workers. The Carbon Hotel hung on until 1976, when pressure from local authorities finally closed the bordello for good. Find sources in past episodes of the Beehive Archive at utahhumanities.org. For the Beehive Archive, a production of Utah Humanities, I'm Megan Weiss.